Proclamation number 4585 of 11th of March, 1949. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. Thus I have to warn you again and again against this world if you want to enter my kingdom. For you can only possess one thing and you have to renounce one thing for the sake of what you desire. If you now prefer the earthly world to my kingdom, you will certainly live in joy for a short time and all your wishes will be fulfilled by my adversary. Yet you will miss out on the kingdom which offers you eternal bliss. You make a very bad exchange, but you will never be able to compensate for it. For anyone who has once been captured by the world will not be able to get rid of matter in the kingdom of the beyond either and will finally achieve what he strives for again. He will fall ever deeper because he is drawn by matter and has become a slave to it through Satan's cunning. For what gives you pleasure in the world are means he uses to lure you to him, and as soon as your heart desires it he has already gained victory over you. My kingdom is not of this world. If you therefore want to enter my kingdom, then turn your back on the world, learn to despise it, only fulfill your duty, but turn your eyes upwards and you will soon see a light shining which will make the earthly world appear dark to you. And then every desire for the world will be stifled. For the light from above has an all-pervading radiance and attracts everyone who has not already become a slave to the world. But it is your free decision. You should choose for yourselves which kingdom you want to possess. You should turn to my kingdom out of innermost impulse and thereby also prove the desire for me. You should despise the world as my adversary's kingdom and withdraw from his influence by fighting against earthly desires and direct your heart and mind to where I am enthroned as ruler, to the kingdom of light, which is your true home. Amen.